They had tried so hard to harness me. The large underground culvert that crossed the Vallone continued, even in Roman times, to direct me and convey me to the lower city. In the Imperial Age, especially near the baths and the so-called agora, large reservoirs and cisterns were created to contain me. Private residences or buildings for artisan activities, also interested in exploiting me, were often built around these. The most significant public building related to such an important natural element as water was built on the first terrace, in the eastern quarter of the city. Built to make use of the natural spring in the subsoil, right at that point, it had a large central open space and portico, at the center of which a square pool had been built, equipped with a ladder descending into the water. But while, over the centuries, my public utility had never been questioned, in this period, I also arrived in the private residences of the Velia citizens, thanks to the rainwater collection pools and wells destined for family needs, located in the open spaces of their dwellings. The central area and pool, framed in some cases by brick columns and the well, were the heart of the house. In fact, to the sides of this room were the other rooms in the house, including the striking tablino, the room for receiving guests. And speaking of private homes, for their construction they tended to reuse materials from a previous age, such as bricks, stones, and fragments of sandstone blocks, recovered by looting the older buildings. In public works, on the other hand, the building followed the traditions and techniques already widely used in previous times. The tombs of Velia were also built with reused materials, concentrated near the beach in the southern part of the city, and along the road that led to the city's southern entrance. The tombs, of various types, were usually contained within rectangular or square enclosures, aligned perpendicular to the fortifications, with some single burials located in the areas between the enclosures. At the summit of the burial site was a terracotta tube, or the bottom of an amphora, through which the relatives put liquids or food inside the tomb to strengthen their contact with the deceased. However, inside there were also a few objects that the deceased commonly used in daily life, such as terracotta vessels, glass ointment jars, lamps, carved bone and a coin, placed on the chest or the skull, destined for Charon as an offering for the journey to the afterlife.